Sometimes, oh, just by the way, you can check out, there's a link to the Shiurim, to our firm thing from the OU website. I have a friend in high places, so it's up on the OU website. But you all know where to get it anyway. Sometimes the Midrashim are so good that you don't have to come up with any chats, any real big chidushim, nothing of your own. I just want to share you, we're going to share basically the Midrashim on this week's Perek. We're up to Perek Vav, chapter 6. It's interesting to note, and I'll just show you my Megillah. You can't see this on the sheet. You'll notice this is the Targum on the very last pasuk of the last chapter. The last pasuk of the last chapter dealt with Haman building an ace. Right? So everybody has this impression: how did Haman plan on killing Mordechai, and how did Mordechai ultimately kill Haman? By gluhu al ha'ace, hang him on a tree. So. Evan, if I were to ask you to draw for me that tree, what would it look like?
Hangman.
Hangman, right. Look like a gallows. In the Midrash does not picture it that way at all. Anyone want to guess how the Midrash pictures it?
Crucifixion.
You got it, crucifixion. All right. Crucification? Correct. Crucified. Okay.
Whatever.
Right. And the Midrash goes through, basically, this long targum is a long discussion of how did Haman decide how to kill Mordechai? What's the best way to kill Mordechai? And it's like in the different versions of the Midrash, and there's such rich Midrash on the Megillah, and the different versions of the Midrash go through all these different versions of how Haman decided the best way to kill Mordechai would be. And so it's interesting, they're telling him, let me see if I can find it here, end of chapter 5. It goes by the Aleph Beis, like, do you want to, you know, do you want to, well, let me see if I can find it. One second. Yasu 8. Okay. How do you want to kill him? One second. Imuchad Eke. In Bechad min Sitkaya di Itbariu Ba'alma. If he's one of the Tzadikim, in Becharba Nikdel Yate, you can't kill him with a sword. Why? Kvari Tapik Charba Vititurame Ilana. So what you're going to do, the regume, let's say you want to stone him. So kvar rogim David Galias Klista. David already stoned Goliath. So you can't kill him with the stones. And if you want to drown him, they already beat the water. And if you want to do this, and if you want to do that, and they go through the whole Midrash, goes through all these different ways that the Jewish people have beaten death. And so that's why they say he's going to hang him on a tree, because nobody ever beat the crucifixion before. And that's why it's important, by the way, that the tree was 50 yamos tall. Who hung on that tree? Who? Haman and his 10 sons. How many yamos do you need to hang per person? They all hung on the same tree.
Oh.
Right. They didn't have 10 different trees. They all hung them up. My only question was, who had the crane to, like, you know, get them all the way up there to the 50 yamos high one? I don't really know. But okay. It's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, the picture that we all see,
right.
On a gallery.
Correct. That's a picture I always see, but that's not an accurate picture. Now, the Midrash goes to this very good question. Where is it? The Midrash says, Mehechan haya ha'eitz l'haman. Where do you get a gallow that's 50 almost, let's say 75 feet tall, right, which is the minimum, an amen is a foot and a half. It's a very small. It could have been anywhere 80, 85 feet tall. Where do you get an 85-foot stick? Does the Midrash? Okay, I mean, but plus, it's interesting, how long did it take him to build?
Overnight,
right then. The Hechan Haya Eitz L'Haman, where does he get it from? Armusumi Atzei HaMikdash Shehevi Shlomo Min HaLavanon. Was one of the trees of the Beis HaMikdash. Very wild stuff. Okay, it's just very, very interesting things. You know, and also, it's interesting, the Midrash talks about what kind of tree did Haman want to use. And so all the trees said, don't use me, don't use me, don't use me, you know, because the trees knew that Haman was going to hang on them. So no tree wanted Haman to hang on him until they call it the coach, the thorn tree. Okay, the thorn tree said, you know, I'm a pretty low tree anyway, so you might as well hang him on me. You know, so that's okay. All right. Parak Vav. Balayla Hahu, what page are we on? On that night, Balayla Hahu, Nadidas Nasamel. I spoke about this on Shabbos. The sleep of the king nadida. What does it mean, nadida? What's that? It says it eluded him?
Yeah.
I don't really know what nadada means, but I don't really, okay, anyway, it eluded him. It
was shaken.
It was shaken. So what does it mean, the shake, sleep was shaken?
It could not
nod off. Nadada snat hamelech. It happened by itself?
No.
Nadida means the right? Why didn't it say the king couldn't sleep? Nadida means, and that's the nifal, correct? Uh-huh. Nadida means it was shaken. So we have to, we're going to look at the words carefully.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that leaves you with a question. What question?
Who's shaken?
Must be what? The earthquake. Right. Now, as I suppose we spoke about on Shabbos, Nadidah B'Shnas HaMelech also means, the Midrash says, Nadidah B'Shnas HaMelech, who is the Melech? Right, the King of Kings. He couldn't sleep either. And something in the Midrash says, just tremendous Midrashim about who slept. Let's look at the Gemara, very famous Gemara. Okay? This is source number 2 in the sheet. Okay, next one, okay. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Virav. This is from the Gemara in Megillah. Shiv, it is written, by Laila Hahuna Dadash Nash HaMelech. On that night it was shaken, it slept with sleep was shaken. Amar Rabbi Tanchum says, Rabbi Tanchum, very famous Midrash, Na Dadash Nash Malko Shel Olam. Right? The Lord, the sleep of the God, of the King of the world, it was shaken from him. God himself couldn't sleep either. Meaning God was waiting for the last possible moment, and at this point God couldn't sleep. So I asked on Shabbos what was different now. And actually, you know, I think there's some truth to what I had said. That at this point, there's nothing left to do but pray. You know, we all have had, I think, moments in our lives where you know, you're always in the back of your mind, even when things are difficult, you always have a plan. You know, what am I going to do in this? And you have a backup, and you have a backup with a backup. But sometimes when things are very difficult and are the most desperate, and when there are no more backups, and there are no more plans, that's when prayer becomes the most meaningful. That's when the prayer is the most difficult, but also the most meaningful, when you don't have a control, and you finally admit that you don't have control. And that's really, interestingly, what shakes God. That's what I said on Shabbos, and I think that there's a lot of truth to that.
There's no atheist in the
foxhole. Right. But the question is, right, the foxhole means that there's nowhere else to turn. And I think that it is, thankfully, very rare when people have that situation that they're confronted with. And when there's, you know, because usually it's never that dire, and there's always another way, and there's always another option. And the great people are the people that realize, even when I think I have options, I'm really depending on God also. And the rest of us are the ones who think, you know, all right, I'll figure it out, we'll do something else. Says, that's what the Gemara says. Rabbanan Amrei, second line, Nadidu Elyonim, Nadidu Tachtonim. Well, if God can't sleep, if they can't sleep up there, they can't sleep down here. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Shnas HaMelech Achashverosh Mamish. Okay? Achashverosh couldn't sleep. Why couldn't he sleep? Before I read the rest of the Midrash, tell me, why can't Achashverosh sleep that night? What in the world is going on? What's he thinking? Oh, very good. That's what Rabbi says. Naflale milta b'dayte. Something was going on in his mind. Amar, my dekama dezeminte Esther lahaman. Esther has this great thing to ask. And who does she invite?
Haman.
What does she invite Haman for? She could have asked me, but she invites Haman. And then we're sitting at this party, you know, and nothing. She doesn't say anything. What do you want? Come back tomorrow.
She didn't invite Achashverosh.
What? Achashverosh. She invites Achashverosh and Haman, and they're sitting at the party.
Okay.
And what is Haman? How does Haman at the party? Is he anxious? No, he's even full of himself. He's feeling calm as can be. So here Achashverosh is wondering what's going on, and Haman's sitting there cool as a cucumber. Cool as the other side of the pillow. Right? No problem. Anyone know where that's from? Close the other side of the pillow?
Yeah,
very good. Okay. The key is. Okay, what? Yeah, okay. Dilma Echa Kasakle Iluya Tiahu Gavra Lemiktale. Maybe they're trying to kill me. Wouldn't be so crazy. It's happened before in history. the queen teaming up with the second in command. Hadar Amar, Ihachi, Lo Hava Gabra Derachim Li, to have a Modeli. Wouldn't there be someone who's on my team that would tell me? Wouldn't there be someone who would be in my best interest who tried to be an informant if they know that there's this plot going on? Hadar Amar, Gama Ika Inish to Avid Bikivusa Velo Parate. He says, well, why would a person want to inform me? Maybe somebody did me a favor once, and I never paid him back. And so nobody wants to inform on, you know, to tell me what's going on, really, because why should they? What have I done to my friends? That's why people are holding back. That's why they're not telling me. Okay, so that's why he said, so why does he say, you know, can't sleep? When you can't sleep, normally they read you bedtime stories. So why did he say, bring the book? Did anybody do me favors? The reason was, because he's nervous. So do I owe anybody anything, and maybe they'll help me? Let's see the rest of it. Okay, let's read in a second. Let's go back to the Megillah for a second. Vayomer lahavi etzepa zichronos divrei hayamin. And he said to bring the book of remembrances, divrei hayamin, the chronicles. Vayihiyu nikruim lifnei hamelech. Vayihiyu nikruim. What should it say? What? Vayikru lifnei hamelech. Right? And they read them. What does vayihiyu nikruim mean?
It means they will have been read.
It's both. It's vayihiyu, and it was nikruim. They will be read. What it should say is vayihiyu nikruim, and they will be read. But vayihiyu is a verb. So it says the Gemara vayikru nikruim, vayu nikruim. The last line of that Gemara. See where it says I have line 5, but it's really line 6. And it's source number 2. In the middle of the line, fourth word, Vayihiyu Nikriim, says the Gemara, Melamed Shenikriim Mel Eileihem. They read themselves, like right out of Harry Potter. You know, they open the book, and the book reads itself. Vayimatse Katuv. We're going to read the next passage, and it says, and they was found written, Kasabi Vayileh. It was what he wrote. Melamed Sheshamshe Mochek V'Gavriel Kosev. Shamshe Mochek V'Gavriel Kosev. Right, as they were reading it, like, and it says, and Mordechai the Jew did this great thing. Mordechai the Jew, he's persona non grata. Nobody likes the Jews, right? So what were they, they were erasing it as they go along, and what happens? Gabriel's writing it. They can't avoid it. Gabriel's sitting there writing every word. Everything they erase, Gabriel's writing. Okay? You understand? They're trying to erase it so that the king doesn't know what Mordechai did, and Gabriel's writing. So I want to show you, it's very interesting, this midrash about Gabriel. Gabriel is an angel, right? Really, he's an angel, Gabriel, who appears a lot, especially in the lore of Megillas Esther. Gabriel does a bunch of different things. But Gabriel is the symbol of God's hand, of the hand of providence in everyday things. Meaning, it didn't just happen that Ahasuerus wanted to read it that night. Why is it that Ahasuerus wants to read that night? Because the God of Baruch Hu is keeping him away. Okay, I'll give you another example. Why didn't Vashti appear at Ahasuerus' party? Very famous reason. Everybody knows. Why didn't you all know? Why didn't Vashti play the party? No, that's one reason. What?
She had a tail.
Right? And we all know Vashti had a tail. That's a very famous midrash. Everybody knows that Vashti had a tail. Did she always have a tail?
No.
How did she get a tail?
Somebody caused it to happen.
Oh, right. Meaning, when Ahasuerus married her, was that one of her nicer features? He said, oh, you know, I got this beautiful shirach for you, but, oh, sure, it'll be fine. And he gets there, and she's going, oh, God, you know.
yeah.
That would be a funny little perm skit, you know, Ahasuerus and Shidduchim, you know. What's it about? You don't like me, you know. No, you look wonderful. Okay. Source number one. What?
You're not on the same Jewish.
Why?
Because the whole story. An American girl, a rich man, wanted to marry a sugar boy from Poland. It was poor, so the only time they could, you know, talk was on the telephone. There was only one telephone, and it was in Poland, in the post office. So they had made arrangements that 2:00 in the afternoon, she's going to call and he's going to talk to her. So what is a girl in America interested in? How tall the boy is. So she says to him, you know, how tall
I'm not going to get this.
No,
she's
not going to translate it. Yeah. Says, how
tall it's not going to be funny.
How, how tall are you?
Yeah.
Tall. She says, how many feet do you have?
See? 2 feet.
She looks down, he says, 2. So he says, and how many feet do you have? She says, I'm, you know, 4.5. Well, you have to be a key in it. You know, we're still accounting.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Well, that's what you said, right?
One. Matzimayin amalka vashti. So Gemara says, Michte pritsusa habai. In the world, she is a prutsa. She likes showing up. So he told her to show up naked. She's very happy. She posts a lot. So why didn't she want to show up? They were both intent on her beva. My time below asai. Why didn't she come? One opinion says she had saras. She got saras. The most nisa time, listen to this. Ba Gavriel, the asala zanav. Gavriel came and made her a tail. So it's not that Vashti had a tail. That's a misquoted quote of the Midrash. Vashti didn't have a tail. Gavriel came and gave her a tail. So what the Midrash isn't all about how weird Vashti is. The Midrash is really all about how the hand of God came in and even from the very beginning motivates the whole story. Even before, even when Vashti is married to Ahasuerus and Esther has to get in, the Yad Hashem, the hand of God, is there through the hands of Gabriel.
So in other words, because Hashem is fish there, he's hidden.
Right.
He has his minions.
Correct. That the Gabriel represents the power of God in the world, the hidden power of God. I'll give you another example. Source number 3. 3? No. 4. Sorry, 4. No, not that one. My mistake. I'll read it to you. I have it here somewhere. Neither.
Not this one.
Not you don't have it, yeah. Sorry, I didn't give it to you. It's another Balailahu. Balailahu na didashna shamelech. You don't have it, I'll read it for you. You don't have number test, do you? Osa Shah. You have test?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's number 3.
3. Oh, sorry. Balailahu na didashna shamelech. But Osa Shah, that time, at that moment, Yarad Gavriel Ethel Achashverosh Bahia Minadej Mishnaso Me'ilab. Why does it mean Nadadad? He's shaking. Who's shaking him? Like, wake up. And he can't sleep. V'chovto Bakarka Shimon Samech Vav Fa'amim. He's banging him in the ground 365 times. It's like WWF. It's like slamming him in the ground. V'amalo Kafoy Tova. Kafoy Tova is you denier of good. I mean, you became king. You're the most powerful man in the world, and you wanna. This is how you pay back God. Shalem tova leba'ala. Pay back the owner, God, for the good that you did. You jerk. Here you are, and this is how you treat God's people. You know, come on. Miad gazal laharu kitot shal mechtom mishal bashtabachim mishal maskin. So he thought he's like writhing around the ground in pain. What does he say?
It must be the dream.
Something I ate. So he says, I want you to, he's like lying there, you know, you can imagine being the royal, you know, this happened before. Remember Pyro? Right, why do you think that the royal baker got thrown in jail? Well, you know, Pyro got a little indigestion. If the Pyro gets indigestion, off with your head. Someone's going to pay and it ain't going to be the king. Right, you know. Okay. But Amar Lahem, so he says, Sham Mavis Asatim Lila, Abdei Min Olam, you guys poisoned me. That's why I'm going through this sick pain. Amulo Adonai HaMelech. Minachal Esther v'Haman Achalta, Minachal Shashatu Shatit. Hey, King, you ate the same thing they ate. Don't blame us. In Hema Midazu Hargenu. Okay, if they're writhing around in pain, good, kill us. V'im Lav Lama Anunerag. And if not, don't look at us. Halchu V'ro Esther v'Haman Shem Hemsai. So he's okay, good point. So he goes and sees Esther and Haman, and what are they? No problem whatsoever. Kaza HaMelech va'amar mi asal to'li tova v'lo shalam tilo. Uh-oh, I'm in big trouble. If I'm here with the stomach virus and they're nothing, Something's going on. But what did I want to point out here? Who's the one that you know, that's giving our king a hard time? Gavriel. So when you see Gavriel hanging out, Gavriel very often is the key word, the code word for the hand of God working silently in the world, sometimes in miraculous ways, in unexplainable ways, but that's Gavriel's job, to go and bring about God's will in the world. Okay?
One question. Why wouldn't Ahasuerus think if Esther and Haman are okay, maybe they tried to poison me?
Is that what he's thinking? Oh, yeah. Yeah, why do you think? Because they didn't take the poison, or they had the antidote, or something like that. That's what he's so worried about. He can't prove it. He doesn't know. No inkling. So let's see what happens. Okay. Pasuk base. Vayimatzei, and he found, Kasu v'asher higid Mordechai al-Bivtan al-Bateresh Shnei Shavishay ha-Melech Mishomei Asaf. So Mordechai obviously had told on Bivtan al-Teresh, Asher Bikshu v'Sloch Yad v'Melech Achashverosh, who tried to kill the king. V'yom ha-Melech, Mana Asher Yikar Ugdula le-Mordechai al-Zeh. What good thing happened to Mordechai on this? V'yamu na'arei ha-Melech n'shal ha-Shar v'lo na'asher imo davar. Nothing happened to him. Nothing's been happening to him. Now, one wonders at this point, does anybody bother to mention, hey, by the way, you know, that he's slated for extermination? Probably not. The king's speaking about it positively. But Yom HaMelech, Mi B'chatzer. Right? A very interesting literary motif. What in the world? I mean, the king is sitting there talking, and all of a sudden, Yom HaMelech, Mi B'chatzer. Who's there? Who is it? V'haman ba l'chatzar beit ha-melech chitona. What I want to point out to you is, normally, it would be the opposite. How would the pasuk have been written?
Haman's walking around.
V'yavo ha-melech l'chatzar beit ha-melech b'chitona. V'yom ha-melech min b'chatzar. So why does it write it this way?
He was startled.
Yes. He was startled. He was surprised. He didn't expect anybody there. And what else does it tell you about Ahasuerus? What does it tell you? More. He's nervous. Right? Who is he nervous about according to the Midrash? Who? No, he's not nervous about Gabriel. Who's he nervous about? Haman. Haman and Esther. Who's there?
Haman.
Not the best place to be.
Not at that time.
Right. Wrong place, wrong time. Right. But why is he coming? So Haman is coming to hang Mordechai. Who does the king think Haman is coming to hang?
Yeah.
Himself.
He's coming in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Tell the king, hey, I'm planning this. Is that, we're supposed to believe that? He's coming in the middle of the night.
It seems a little unusual, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody, no access. Who has access? Haman, but who better to plot against you than the one person who has access? Nobody, everybody else he's protected from. Everybody else gets killed. Somehow Haman is immune. Look at the Midrash, number 4. Balayla ha'hu naduda, v'yom ha'melech mi b'chatzer. Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Eloi. Kol osa ha'layla haya achaferish roa Haman al gabav v'charbosh lufa b'yado. All night, all Achaferish could see was Haman standing over him with a sword, outstretched over him. Umavir pur puryon mi alav. He stole his, I don't know what a pur puryon is. Anybody know? What's a pur puryon? It's got to be his shoes. Who knows what it was? His royal shoes, okay. The atarami al rosho and his crown. And Mavakesh let her go. He would take the crown and try to kill him. Hayamitari v'amar den chauma uchazvahu. He doesn't know, is it a dream or is it a vision? Meaning, is it a hallucination or is it a vision? Adhechan, and he kept having this vision. Haman is haunting him and haunting him. No, it's not. It's just a hallucination. I'm losing my mind. Advayomer Hamelach Mibachatzer, and he's losing it. And all of a sudden, who shows up? Ooh, this nightmare. Ichibachol Yom Hayasher Elkach. He didn't ask who's there every day. Ella Amru Lo Haman Bachatzer. Amar Ein Po Chalom Below MS. It must be true. Meaning he's having hallucinations, and he's going to kill me. And he's not going to let him happen. And you know, it's just very weird. Who's there? Your worst nightmare. And it was. Yeah. Okay. Pasuk K. So the king's Na'arim said, Hine Haman omed b'chatzer. Yom HaMelech yavo, let him come. Vayavo, and Haman came, Haman. Vayom HaMelech, Mala asos ba'ish hasher HaMelech b'chafesh dikara. Tell me, what should one do? What should the king do? The king is now baiting him. Clearly baiting him.
It's like all that he's been startled by this guy, and now he's going to ask him this question.
Yes. Yes. What should the king mean? He wants to know. Where is your mind at? Vayom Haman b'libo. Says Haman in his own heart, let me yachpot HaMelech la'asot yekar yoter mimeni. And you see, Haman, it's interesting, he gets totally blindsided.
Mm-hmm. He's so
upset. But he doesn't see it. He doesn't see it at all. He doesn't see the king's paranoia. He doesn't see the anxiousness. He doesn't see his problem. He doesn't see him. He's a loyal servant. He can't imagine. He's being set up. Right? I'll tell you what to do. Here's what you do for a man the king likes. Yaviu levush malchus. Bring the king's clothes. Asher lavash bo hamelech. V'suos asher rachav alav hamelech. And a horse that he rode on. V'asher nitan keter malchut b'rosho. Somebody translate that for me.
And put the crown of his crown on his head.
Okay, one second. How does it translate again? Asher nitan. No, read me the English.
Oh, we do the English.
Yes.
Have them bring a royal robe.
So then the king says, have them bring a royal robe.
Right.
That the king has worn.
Right.
And a horse that the king has ridden. One with a royal crown on his head.
Right, it's a little interesting. On the horse's head. Doesn't sound like that. Don't get me wrong, but do the horse really wear the crown?
Or is he saying...
It's very weird. I thought it was very unusual. Okay.
And the interesting thing is playing on every single one of the king's part of his dream.
Yeah, right.
And
okay.
Playing on all of that...
Pasuk Tes, interesting. V'nason ha-levush v'hasus. Take the horse and the clothes. Ayad ha'ish misarei ha-melech apartimin. Right? One of the assistants, one of the servants of the king. They'll beat you at the ish asher ha-melech ha-beis b'karo. And get him dressed. Yikivu ha-lasus b'rchov ha'ir. Put him on the sus, on the horse. V'karon lefanav. And call out before him. Kacha ye asher la'ish. Asher ha-melech ha-beis b'karo. Do it! Do this. This is what a king does. To the person who likes him. What's missing, by the way, in the end of the description in Pasuk Tes? What's missing? No. What's missing? Meaning, Haman mentioned something in Pasuk Ches.
Oh, the crown.
The crown. What happened to the crown? He said, oh, first take the thing, and then that. It's unclear, by the way. He just mentions the crown. He kind of skirts the crown. And the crown is on his head, and there's a crown there. I don't know.
I think that the horse is, that the king's horse has a...
It's just weird. It is just weird. The king's horse is a crown. I mean, you know. Okay, there's a lot of weird things. Says Rashi.
You ever see the movie In Search of the Holy Grail?
Yes, Monty Python, the king of the crown.
No, the
Oh, the real one.
The real one.
No.
There, Arthur's horse and the other, they actually, not only plumes, but they had
a crown on the horse?
Armor almost over their head.
All right.
Just the way the king did.
So says Rashi, this is a very famous Rashi, that's Aketa Lohiski Road. I didn't mention the crown. Shira'a enosha melech ra'a al she'amar sivnu haketer barosha adam. He didn't say to put it on the head, put the crown on the head of the horse. He said put the crown on the head of the man. Meaning, Haman says to himself, whoa, what, the king likes me, he should give me his clothes and give me his horse and put a crown on my head. Oh. When he mentions the crown, the king looks at him and goes, what? So, of course, the next thing he says is, oh, did I mention the clothes and the horse? What was that other? I forget what it was. It was nothing. It was fine. Right? That's exactly what happened. As soon as he saw the king's look, like, not a good idea. Oh, stay away from the crown. Okay, fine. Vayomer ha-melech la-haman. The king says to Haman, maher kachas al-abush. So it's going to be right there, right? Take the clothes and the horse, like you said. Ba'asakein the mordechai ayudi ayoshei b'shar ha-melech. Al tapel davar mikol asher dibarta. What's unusual about that pasuk? Okay, hurry up, take the horse and the clothes like you said, and do it to Mordechai the Jew. Hayoshev b'shar hamelech. Al tapel davar mikol asher dibarta. What's that mean? What does that last phrase say? Nothing missing from that which you have said. Okay, what's unusual? Anything strike you?
Mordechai sitting in the middle of the night. The
king's no, it isn't in the middle of the night. He said, Yoshev b'shar hamelech, you know.
Didn't he mention something about a crown?
No. Nothing here is unusual? Why would the king have to say, Al tapil davar mikol asher dibarta? Why don't you say, good idea. Maher, kach et alavush vet asus kasher dibarta.
Because he knew, since he had to do it for Mordechai, he wouldn't do it the right way.
I'm the king.
Yeah, but...
By the way, it's interesting. What he really should have said is, Vayomer ha-melech la-haman, kach et alavush vet asus kasher dibarta, v'asei kein l'mordechai ha-yehudi. So, the first thing I noticed is maher. Ahasuerus is always in a hurry. Can you give me another example of where Ahasuerus is in a hurry? Anybody remember? Gephny, remember? Where else does it say that Ahasuerus is in a hurry? You might recall.
To bring Vashti to
the... Does he say hurry to bring Vashti out? I don't remember. That might be true. I don't remember. Did it say hurry? You can check that. I don't remember. But when Esther first invites the king at Haman, what does he say? Maharu es Haman. Go get him fast. Like he wants it done now. Okay? Maher, now. It struck me as being unusual that the king demands that things be done quickly. Maher. Why does it have to be done now? I'm throwing it out there. I don't have an answer for that.
Before he can change his mind.
Before he can change his mind, right, you know. It is interesting to know that that might be part of it. He is a very impetuous is the word?
Physical.
Impulsive, thank you. Impulsive person.
He's a 21st century man living.
He's a 21st century man living, right.
But it also means that he wants to show his power. I say now, I say jump.
So the Midrash talks about Al tapel davar mikol asher dibarta. He says, don't hold back anything from that which you said. Is it on here? No. So first, second. Yeah. First we'll read. V'asa kein the Mordechai. See on page two, source number 5, line 1. V'asa kein the Mordechai. V'asa kein do to Mordechai. Amalei manu Mordechai. Haman says Mordechai. Which Mordechai would that be? This is a great gemara. The reason I gave it alone is so great. Amalei Mordechai ha-Yehudi, the Jewish Mordechai. Amalei Tuva Mordechai Ika b'Yehudai. There's a lot of Jewish Mordechais out there. Which Mordechai could it be? Amalei ha-Yoshei b'Shar HaMelech. You know the one Mordechai, the one who's sitting b'Shar HaMelech, the one who sits in the court. Amalei Shagili b'Chad Diskarta Inami b'Chad Nahara. He says, you know, do I have to take it to the whole city? Maybe one neighborhood or one area. Amalei hanami havle. Al tapir davar michol asher dibarta. Don't miss anything. So I want to hold off on here. Save your place. There's a midrash. I don't understand all of it because it's Aramaic, but I have to read it to you. Because the midrash, could you imagine, what would Haman say if the king just told Haman? That which you said, the thing that you want for yourself, I want you to give it to Mordechai Yehudi. Give it to that Jew Mordechai. If you were Haman, what would you do in order to prevent this from happening?
Kill.
What?
Get rid of him.
Kill who?
Mordechai.
He can't. Now for sure he can't.
Kill himself.
Can you imagine? Here you have this whole plan. You find the one guy, he's like your worst enemy, your worst nightmare. You can't stand him. The person you hate the most in the world. And what do you have to do?
Treat him like a king.
What? You have to treat him like a king. So I'll be you the midrash. I'm a little Haman. Asara alfin kikara dikesev yahabun le below yis abud le. Says, you know what? I'll pay you 10,000 gold coins if I don't have to do this. Amalei ilen yitivun le. Okay? He says, you'll give it to him anyway. And you're going to do it. Zalko beitcha anamashalet yate. I'm going to be in charge of your house. Vahadein yikara lo yitmanamine. But you're still going to do it. Now, the more Haman doesn't want to do it, the more Achashverosh is going to make it. I'm a Haman. Esha benin dili yahon rehitim kamei v'lo yit'abed leikein. You can have my 10 sons as servants. But please don't make me do this. Amalei, the king said, at uvanech v'ititach tahom li'abdin. You and your children are going to be my slaves v'lo yit'mana hadein yikra minei. And you're still going to do it. So Haman, he's like begging him. Okay, one second.
they live on my dead body.
I don't really understand all of them. I mean, he says, Amar Haman. Haman says, Perut Yomim v'Igrin Yeshadan v'Chol Min Dina'a Yivtalun v'Dein Lo Yit'Abed Le. He says, you know those letters we sent out? I'll cancel all the letters. I'll cancel the decree against the Jews. Just don't make me do this. So the king said, tell you what. Kutak min yivtalun v'dein lo yitmanamine. Oh, it'll happen. Believe me, it'll happen. But you're going to do this. Right? Kevan shura Achashverosh shuhu mitkashe alav kol kach. When Achashverosh saw that Haman really, really didn't want to do it, Miyad nazaf bo v'noham aleke aryeh. He roared at him like a lion, v'amalo, al tapel davar mikol asher dibarta. So you have to read the pasuk this way. He says, maher kach lavush v'atarsus kasher dibarta v'ashakem l'morchai yudi asher b'shar melech. Long conversation, please no. This, I'll do this, I'll do that. He says, don't, you know, al tapel davar mikol asher, you better do it.
Fast before you come up with another
excuse. Darn it! Thank you. I can't stream on that level. Yeah, my Shabbos voice. You know? But you get, he's like, the rage when he says, Al tapel davar mikol asher dibarta is unusual. It doesn't belong. So, meaning the king is screaming at him already. Gosh darn it, I said do it. You're going to do it because I said so. And that's it. Let's go back to the Gemara. Line 4. This is a great story. It's a precious Gemara. Where am I coming? Okay. Vayikach Haman es halavus ve'es hasus. So Haman takes the horse and the clothes. Azal ashkechet yatvi rabbanon kamei u'mechavi lehalachos kemitza lerabbanon. He finds Mordechai. Where does he find Mordechai? Where would you expect to find Mordechai? Nope. In the Beis Kaddish. Mordechai is learning. And Mordechai, he's teaching the Rabbanon the halachos of kemitza. Kemitza is the rules of how the Kohen, you should know this name, has to scoop out part of the meal offering for the korbanos. That's what kemitza is, scooping out. Kevan dechazye Mordechai, the apik lekable, Mishusei, right? Since when Mordechai saw that he was coming to get him, Mishusei Mecha Biyadein, he's holding his horse. Mirtak, he trembled, he was afraid. Line 6, the last word. Amalhu l'Rabbanon. So he said to the Rabbanon, Hai Rishia l'mikdal nafshi ka'asu. Right? This guy, this Russia, is coming to kill me. Zilu mikameh, get away from me. Yilo tikhabu begalachto. So I don't want you to get burned by his gachelas, by his coals, by his searing heat. Get away. Get out of here. V'hahit shaita, at that moment, nish'atech Mordechai wrapped himself in a talis, v'kam le'litzlosha, and he got up to daven. What's he going to do? He got up to daven. Asa haman v'yashiv le'kamayhu. So what does Haman do? Mordechai's davening. Now, it's interesting. Mordechai thinks he's davening for his life. Haman, what does he have to do? He has to suck up to Mordechai, right? So the orich are the salik Mordechai that's all said. So Haman sits down and he waits. So Haman sits and he waits until Mordechai finishes davening. Amar lehusa, he said to them, "Bemai askitu? What are you guys talking about?" Amulei, this man shebeis hamigdash kayam. When the beis hamigdash exists, man demindav mincha, someone who offers, who promises, who takes an oath to bring in a mincha, a meal offering, maishi male kumse de sulta umitchaper le. He brings male kumse, his palms filled with this offering, umitchaper le. Sulta is solet, is flour, and he gets a kapar, and he's atoned. Amalahu, so Haman said, asa male kumse kimcha didchu. Your scoop out, your hand of flour came, v'dachi asara alfe kaspa didi. Your little scoop of flour just beat my 10,000 gold coins. Meaning, I paid 10,000 gold coins to kill you all, and here you are, you're going to beat me with your little scoop of flour. It gets better. Amalei, So Mordechai said to him, Rasha, you moron, you evil man, Eved Shekana Nechashim, Eved Lemi U Nechashim Lemi. If a slave acquires property, who owns the property now? Meaning, if you're my slave, you're the slave of God, you're the servant of God, and you acquire property, who does the property belong to? You think that 10,000 gold coins are going to help you? Amarlei. So Haman says to him, first word of Amarlei, Kum levus hanimane urchob haisusa, dibari lach malka. Do me a favor. Says the king has asked you to put on these clothes and ride on this horse. So let's go. Come on, let's go. Amarlei lo yachilna ad da'ailina lebei bani ve'esko lemazia. He says, you know, I can't wear those clothes until I got to go take a bath. And I got to get a haircut. So lav orech ara li samushi v'mani demalka. Right? And it's not nice. You can't wear the king's clothes and looking like I, you know, we've been fasting and I haven't showered in a while and I need a hair. Yeah, it's not nice. Shadra Esther v'asritu lukulu beibani ulukulu umni. Right? But the problem was Esther, for some reason, had stolen all his scissors. All the haircut, all the shavers. So maybe she was afraid to do something. It's a little unusual. I don't know. So I lay line 15, last one in line. I lay ihu lebei bani v'asche v'azil v'aisi zuza midete. So what did Haman do? Haman had to go home, get a pair of scissors from his own house, and bring it down. The kashatu de mazye. So Haman gave Mordechai a haircut. Right. So Mordechai says, you know, there's no barbers around. It's like they're all closed. They're all fasting. How am I going to get a haircut? I'm not one of these clothes that I get a haircut. So who gave Mordechai a haircut? Haman did. V'hari dekashaki ulei, ingar v'itnach, he sighed. Amalaya, maika v'itnacha. What are you sighing about? A little more on the left, please, if you don't mind. A little more off the top, please. Not so short. Amalaya, gavrida hu chashiv le namalka, mikulu rabbi noe. I'm the second in command. I'm so important to the king. Hashta lishabyei. Lami the shopper, and now I'm like, you know, I'm a bath attendant, I'm a barber. Amale, Russia, you evil man. Vlashafa Shakar Katsum Hayita. Where do you think you came from? You started as a barber in this village of Katsum. You're a barber again. I knew you gave good haircuts back then. Second wide line, Tana, Haman Shafa Shakar Katsum Haya. Eskim Mistaim Shana. Haman was he started out, what did he get his first job? He got his real break. He was a barber for 22 years. And then he became second to man to the king, which shows you never know what your barber is going to be. All right. Vasar v'shaklinu lemazyeh, lafshinu lemanes. After he gave him a nice haircut and shaved, Mordechai feeling all good. So he put on the clothes. Okay? Line 20, the first, the line shifts. See how it shifts over? Amalei, he says, Shak Rechav, get up and ride already. Let's go. Amalei, lo yachum, he says, I can't get up there. Tikechisha, chilai miyamei ta'anisha. He says, I'm so weak, you know, I've been fasting for these last 3 days. Oh, you bet. Yeah, he said he's taking it for all it's worth, you know. I don't feel so good, I can't get up on the horse. Gachin v'shalik. So what did Haman have to do?
Help him up.
He bent down so he could step up. Ki shalik ba'at bay. When he bent down, Mordechai kicked him. Okay. Oops. Sorry about that. It's okay. I feel bad. Amalei lo ki b'chu b'nfol eivecha al tismach. So Haman, he knew his Tanakh. He says, doesn't it say when your enemy falls, you should not rejoice? Amalei, he says, Hani merely be Yisrael, you idiot. Yeah, when your Jewish enemy falls, you shouldn't rejoice. Aval bitchu, but for you, Kshiv, v'ata'al b'amoseimo tigroch. You're going to walk, you're going to dance on your cover. And when you die and they bury you, we're going to dance on your grave. Okay. Vayika the fun of, and he read before him. Now let's go back to Megillah. Let me go back in a second. The Midrash
is
continues.
Is it not a little dangerous though to be goading him this way?
I think, at this point, well, the Midrash is obviously reading it back, reading it, you know, knowing the end in advance.
Right.
But I think even, and we're going to see that Haman knows from the moment that the king says, "Go and do this to Mordechai," it's all done.
It's
over. The only question is how. You know what I'm saying? And that's why. the balayla ha'huna, that's not hamelach. As soon as God can't sleep, and God gets in the picture,
something changes.
So it's a done. It's a done deal. And that's what Mordechai says. That's what Haman says to him. Your kmitra, your kapara, your little flower, it beat my 10,000 gold coins. I'm done. Mordechai said, you idiot. You know, if you use the 10,000 gold coins, just use it. Don't use it against the owner of the gold coins. You asked for too much. You tried too much. And that's why you're doomed to failure. Back to the Megillah. So we all know how he did that. He got him a Mordechai.
Again, no crown.
What? No crown, right. And he wrote him through the city. And he called out before him. This is what happens. To the man, Asher HaMelech HaBeit Bikaro, who the king likes. Vayashav Mordechai El Sar HaMelech, Mordechai is returned home. V'Haman Nidchaf El Beisho, Dachuf. That's Dachuf, Nidchaf El Beisho. What does Dachuf mean in Hebrew? Hurried, again. He's hurried into his house. Avel V'Chafoi Rosh. Avel means he's in mourning. Chafoi Rosh means head down, he's embarrassed. Okay? What's he in mourning is embarrassed about? Simple explanation.
He's beat.
He's done. Let's see what the Midrash says. Back to the Gemara. What?
He's scared of his wife.
He's scared of his wife, yeah. See what it says, Vayu Kalafanav, where the dot is, where the start, where the circle is? Vayu Kalafanav, line like 22 or something. Kacha yeyase, la'ish asher melech ha'ish yikaro. Ki havanakit v'azil b'shvila v'haman. So, as he had to walk through the city, so whose house did he have to walk by?
His own
house. Chazite burate, the kaima aigra, right? His daughter is standing on the balcony, and she sees this thing going on. She only sees from afar. She actually hadn't put in her contacts. Savra, she thinks, hi derechiv avuha, hi demaski kame Mordechai. Right? Who's the guy sitting on the horse? There! Who's the guy leading? Must be Mordechai. Shakla achitza debe sakise. Right? She takes the chamber pot, or not the chamber pot, right? What did they used to do? They didn't have running water. What did they do with the toilet?
Out the window,
right? Which are a lot of disease in those days, right? So she takes the
chamber pot, the contents thereof.
Right, not the, you know, the sewage. The shadite areshe de avuha. And she dumps it on her father's head. Yeah. Dali ene. So he looks up and says, who did that? Mechazat de avuhahi. She sees it's her father. Nafla me igra la'arav amesa. She falls off the balcony and she dies. Behind the yichsiv, that's why it says, v'yashrib Mordechai al shah ha'melech. Mordechai is returned to the shah ha'melech. Amar Rav Sheish says, sheshav l'sako u'l'ta'aniso. He went back to the way he was. He's still in the Jews are not saved yet. He went back to fasting. What does it mean? He's in mourning and his head is lowered. Avel al bito. Why is he in Avel? His God is dead. Why is his head down? Because it's full of sewage. Right? Avel b'chafi rosh. That's right. These are, what? Covered. B'chafi rosh means it's covered?
Yes.
All right. Very good. I mean, so these are, the reason... These are midrashim that are they're part of the literacy of Megillas Esther.
Well, yes,
you have to know this. What?
Yes, the question covers.
That you cover them, right? Exactly. Okay. Yugimel. Vayisafer amam zeresh ishto ulachal ahavav. There it is again. Zeresh ishto and all the people who like him. Okay, or he likes. Eis kol asher karahu. All that happened to him. Vayamu lo chachama v'zeresh ishto, and his wise people and his wife. Okay, again, it's great. They say to him, "Im yisarah yehudi Mordechai asher chilot din polafanav lo tuchalo, ki napol ti polafanav." You're in big trouble. If Mordechai is from the Jews, if this Mordechai is from the Jews, which he is, I'm not sure why they say it that way. You're in big trouble. Odam medabrim imo. They were still talking. V'sharisei hamelech yigiyu. They arrived. Vayavhilu lahavi etamay. What's vayavhilu behala? What's a behala? It's a panic. They rushed him. Why they have to rush him? He's got a shower, you know. I mean, hello, you know. What are you doing? You know, you're covered in nothing. You're working in a barn or something. Again, it's just hurried. Right? Haman doesn't work very well in fast forward. Right? My hair, cockle, we're just going to do it fast. Do it now. Haman has just been pushed through these events. One gets the sense that he's like this ping pong ball. He's like the pinball machine. He's being bounced from place to place. And he has no idea what's happening to him, which he doesn't until he's hanging on a tree. And it's just happening fast. And I just see this, my hair, right? Vayahilu, nizhak, he's pushed. He's just being pushed from place to place. And the irony is, here he thinks that he's in control. And he's the one that's got the destiny, he's rising to power. And all of these things are happening to him, and it's spinning totally out of his control. Spinning very, very quickly. And we're going to see, obviously, we know what happens. We'll see next week that he gets killed, and how he gets killed, what Esther's plan was. And we'll continue this next week. Okay.